Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. You know, as I say that, I think about some of the different writing groups and things I belong to, and podcasts are a real thing. And a lot of people are starting podcasts, and we're on episode 134.
Yeah, we're kind of like trendsetters.
Feels like it.
Yeah, we are. No, I'm just saying we are.
Oh, okay. Not just a feels like, but it's a real thing.
Yeah, we're trendsetters.
We've already determined that we are a thing.
Yeah, we're a thing. I'm thing one, you're thing two.
Right.
Or one or the other. I get us confused.
I do too. But we have finished our run at the farmer's market, and it was a good run.
It was a good run. The last 4 years were really good.
Yes.
And this year, you know, with COVID-19 and just a lot of stuff, it was much more difficult this year. And, you know, we had some issues with air conditioning and carpeting. So we had some issues too and had a hard time getting to market. But it was good while it lasted. But to everything, there is a season.
Yes.
And a time. And our time has, for the market part, has, we've moved on to other things.
Yes, we have. And
I'm grateful for the time at the market. Yes. We met a lot of great people.
Wonderful, wonderful vendors and customers.
Mm-hmm. Lifelong friends.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, we have.
And that's been a really good thing. We've grown through that experience. And it set us on a path to take the next step and grow our business in a new direction.
Yeah, when we started the market 5 years ago, we started with a little extra produce and a few scones. We had, well, I guess we came up with the name of the farm.
We did.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had no building. We had no corn crib. We had no events out here. I mean, we have come a long way. We've done a lot of speaking events about being vendors at the market. You've written a book,
yes.
The Long Road to Market, about our experience and how we got started. So it's been a huge influence on our maturity into the business, I think.
Yes.
Or my immaturity, as it would be.
Well, I think our business is really growing. We're at a point where we can be excited about it again.
Oh, yeah.
And we have some really cool ideas coming down the pike. And in fact, started one of those new ideas this past Saturday.
Yeah, we did. And I think we talked about it a little bit on the last podcast. And, you know, my idea of driving around in a carrot.
It came true.
It kind of did.
It did.
Yeah. I mean, you have an orange Jeep. And so it kind of looks like a carrot, actually, when you look at it.
It does.
And you think about it.
I didn't think about it either last week when you were talking about wanting to drive a giant carrot. And it just kind of happened because we had so many delivery orders that we couldn't pack everything in the truck when we went
plus
to market.
The market.
Right.
Yeah, all the market stuff.
Do it all at once. So we came home and loaded the deliveries into the carrot.
The carrot, yeah. Now it's known as the carrot.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people name their vehicles, and I never did name that one. I've always just called it the Jeep, which is kind of boring.
That's very boring.
So I think you all have heard it here first. It is now the carrot.
Yeah, I think it is until I get the real thing. So I am on the hunt for this giant carrot. I have this vision. But for now, you know, like the baby carrot will do.
Right. And I'm more than happy to have the Carrot as a primary driving vehicle.
Oh, I love the Carrot. Yeah, I do. And it really served a purpose because we needed two cars.
We did.
On Saturday, we needed a car and a truck. And it was perfect for deliveries because you have a really fancy GPS system in it. And
that was handy.
That was very handy because we had several orders to deliver, which was awesome. The car was packed and it was just like, it was so fun. It was like, it just brought back that joy to me again of being able to bring something to people. And we know for sure that some of the people we delivered to just really don't feel comfortable going out in public right now.
Absolutely. And really what we're doing, I guess, kind of to back up and maybe describe it a little further, is kind of like a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, where you buy shares. But that model is really buying shares at the beginning of the season. You give a certain amount of money to the farmer who then plants their crops, and you are sharing in the risk as well as the benefits
right.
in that model.
Right.
And our model is not asking any of our customers to share in the risk of that. We are harvesting as
we already
you usually
know
do.
What we have.
We I know mean, what we have.
If you're doing a CSA, which is a lovely program.
Oh, there, yeah. I'm nothing not, against it.
Nothing
it's
against
just
it.
Just not
at
our
all,
thing.
But it's not our thing. We've had a lot of people ask us about doing that in the past. And that's not for us. That's not our thing. And for one, I don't want to plant and manage that quantity that we would need. But also with a CSA, you take the risk, as you said, if you get flooded out, you have a drought, you know, whatever, you may not get a whole lot.
Right.
But we already know what we have. So with these new produce bags, we know exactly what we have. So it'll be what is fresh this week from the garden. And that's what's in the produce bags.
And so as we advertise probably mid to end of the week, we will put on our website how many of each size produce bag is available. You will choose and distribute what goes in that number of bags. And so when you, as a customer, purchase a Gert's Garden To Go, you will get a $10, $15, $20 share of whatever the harvest is for that week. Mm-hmm. This past week, I'm not going to lie, I was a little jealous of those produce bags, and I was pretty excited that I got one too.
Yeah, this is a really good time to buy into that sort of option. And you don't have to do that. You may choose to select your own vegetables. And generally, though, when I looked at what was in the bags, I think they were fairly generous. I tried to be generous with them.
Absolutely generous and very representative of what people do buy from us.
Right, yeah. So I wasn't throwing in, you know, you didn't get 10 pounds of chard.
Right. We're not giving our customers just those offcasts that we don't want to eat or can't sell. So tell us, for example, what was in a typical Gert's Garden To Go bag this week?
So the large bag, the $20 bag this week had a box of specialty potatoes, and it had sweet corn and cucumbers and green beans and, let me see, tomatoes and spaghetti squash. And peppers.
But not hot peppers.
Not hot peppers. No, we have a lot of hot peppers. And I know that a lot of people don't like those. So I'm not going to throw them in a bag like that.
Right.
So,
you could specifically request some.
Sure.
And you could add those on to your
order. Yeah, you can do add-ons.
Right. But we're not going to do that to you.
No. But every week, the bags will have different things in them. But yeah, I was pretty happy with it. And apparently the customers, we've had some feedback.
Great
already,
feedback.
And people were excited about what was in them. And I expect that we probably are going to have more people that will order those. Now, we do have things like eggplant and So, you know, this week, who knows what may be in it.
That's
right. We've had a lot of rain. We've had like 6.5 inches of rain in the last, week, maybe. So, you know, some of those peppers and some of those are going to just probably go crazy. So we'll just see what we have every week. And honestly, if you were to add that up, like if you were going to buy those things individually, probably would cost a little more.
Right. And like I said earlier, you're not assuming any long-term risk as a customer. You might get to experiment with a new vegetable that you had not previously eaten or experienced. So that's kind of the fun in it too, is you may get a little surprise that you weren't expecting.
Like, you know, when I was a kid, when they ever had those grab bags, do you remember those?
I do.
Yeah, you would go.
Those were fun.
I know they were fun, and usually it was just pure junk, but I always fell for it.
Because it was a surprise.
It was a surprise. But this is not junk. It's homegrown food, and it's local food, and it's freshly harvested. I harvested on Friday, and we took the produce out on Saturday. So it's very fresh.
It is. So you're going to see more of that type of option from Five Feline Farm.
And we're delivering in Charleston only. We've already had people ask outside of Charleston, and you know, there's two of us right now, so, and no carrot yet. No big carrot.
And what
flies.
I would say is,
I think if it would,
Marcy.
Oh yeah, this is going to get good. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I digressed.
So I would say to all of you who live outside the Charleston area, Charleston, Illinois, that is, give us a little bit of time to see if we can perfect our business model with the local customers. And we're not ruling it out long term for delivery in a wider area, but we need to kind of see how that's going to roll.
Yeah, we are still figuring out our, you know, what we're going to do on the farm. We have so many options, and now we have the freedom to do whatever we want. Right now, I think our very first priority is the safety and health of our customers.
That's right.
And so we are developing a model around that thought, and we're excited about the future and what that will hold. And as we evolve into the business, we have some ideas to improve the Merck and improve access to the Merck. And so all those things are going to take some time and money, but we are working toward that. And I'm so excited again. To be honest, I was getting pretty crispy.
I was
too.
Market
and, you know, it was kind of wearing us down.
Yeah, the whole market vibe is something that I think we're kind of getting away from.
Yeah.
And looking at really a
This
different...
is not a farmer's market here.
Right,
it never
right.
was
we're
intended
not doing
to be.
That. So we're going to make some decisions and some growth-based decisions, and we're going to have fun again at the farm.
Yes, and we want others to be able to do that, whether it's just to take a drive to the country and, you know, you pick up your produce or your scones or English muffins or whatever we're offering. All of our product we'll have here.
That's right.
And so it's unlimited to what you can do. And right now, taking a ride to the country sounds pretty darn good.
It sure does. So stay tuned as we grow and develop and plan and implement.
And I'm excited.
I am too. So
the flying carrot really does kind of like...
It keeps coming back to the carrot.
Yeah. And now it's flying. So
like I said, we're always evolving.
Okay. Maybe
so
that's out there a little bit.
Keep an eye on our social media.
Keep an eye in the sky for the carrot.
We're going to expand what we share in our email feed. So if you're not on our email list, you're going to want to be on that. I have some exciting plans for that and how we share information. Check out our online store for updates there. And we are going to rock this.
We are going to rock it for sure. And we're excited. We're happy. We're ready to move forward and to provide good local products that have you in mind and your safety. Mostly.
That's right.
That's mostly what's important. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.